And it's time for our Friday morning visit with StoryCorps. This national oral history project is recording conversations between loved ones, and today we have a story about loved ones. Rebecca Katichis and Carolyn Schlamm are sisters. They were raised in an apartment in the Bronx with lots of extended family close by.
We lived in a very chaotic environment, and the apartment was seemed very small.
Well, one of the reasons it seemed so small was that there were always so many people in it. Oh, my God, Uncle Mac is here. Oh, my God, Uncle Saul. And so you had to go out and get a big wet kiss from Uncle Mac. And during dinner, everybody would be talking and talking at once and talking very fast.
The quality of their language was so rich, even though the actual subject matter was the most inane, insignificant stuff. I mean, Mommy used to go to the supermarket. She'd come back and she'd do 45 minutes on the bargains at Olinsky's. Now, when we were kids, we hated this.
There was this incredible feeling that we had to get out of that house. Who wanted to talk about Olinsky's when the Vietnam War was raging and we wanted to go out there and how dare you scratch my Bob Dylan record?
When I think about our family, at this point in time, I see them in a completely different light. None of them were great thinkers. None of them were great inventors. They weren't scientists. They didn't do anything of note. And yet, they loved.
They had children.
They had children. They were alive.
In the end, we want to say to them, yes, I hated how you were, but man, I like it now. And not only do I like it now, but I'm transforming into you. I don't know how I turned out to be a 50-year-old woman, but I'd like to be a 50-year-old woman like you. I'd like to have fun and a few yucks. And I really think you did a good job.
I believe that we now see them for who they were. And we say, thank you.
That's Carolyn Schlamm with her sister Rebecca Katichis in Miami, Florida. StoryCorps recordings are archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. And many of those stories are also at npr.org.